Welcome to another edition of The Spotlight, a special segment inside Grit Northwest podcast where we acknowledge those members within the Northwest Carpenters Union who have gone above and beyond to help better the lives of their fellow brothers and sisters with exemplary service both inside and outside their craft. On the show today, we meet Steve Chopper Smart, journeyman carpenter and a five-year member of the Local 1503. Chopper is the father of three, the political chair for both the Carpenters in Action group and his local, and is committed to making positive change within our organization. Chopper will share with us his recent involvement in organizing our members to become politically active during the current election season and how he became such a passionate advocate for raising awareness of the valuable wages and benefits we enjoy as union carpenters and how we stand to lose them if we let our guard down against the endless onslaught of greed-driven attacks by corporate America and the politicians they control. If you know someone who would be a good candidate for the spotlight, send an email to gritnw@gmail.com. Be sure to include their contact information and how they have contributed to better our organization. You'll be entered to win an official I've Got Grit t-shirt when you do. And if you haven't already done so, please take a moment to join Grit Nation by clicking on the hyperlink in the show notes. You will be kept up to date on special offers and promotions only available to Grit Nation members. And now, on to the show. Welcome to the Spotlight, Chopper.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on your show.
And thank you for taking your time to be here. So, Chopper, you're a member of the 1503, and as I understand it, you were previously working in another craft when you were approached by a carpenter rep and asked to join our union. Can you tell us a little more about that?
At the time, I was a non-union painter, an industrial sandblaster painter type guy. I had really kind of seen the ceiling of my earning potential, and I was just didn't feel like I was living at my full potential. And they challenged me a little bit, said, "Hey, when are you going to put the paintbrush down and come be a pick up the hammer and be a union carpenter?" And the next step was a sit down meeting with a rep right there at the big oval table at the Burnside location council office. And, you know, I'll remember that day for the rest of my life. My life changed from that day forward. I needed the push to go into the direction that allowed me to really live to my full potential with the training and everything that comes with it. I mean, when you're non-union, you're responsible for your own healthcare and your own retirement. And there's big, big pressure on you as the, you know, for me, there was as far as being the head of my household. And, you know, I've got four other family members that are flying in a V shape behind me, hoping that I've got it handled. My life is just better today than it has ever been, Joe.
And that's thanks to joining the union. And I understand because of your experience, because of your passion to promote the union within amongst your coworkers and some of the ancillary groups, that you found yourself involved with the political action team.
I was asked, "Hey, do you want to go to the international to Las Vegas and go to the political conference?" And I was like, "Sure." I wasn't afraid to accept new responsibilities, Joe. And I went and again, I had another aha moment. And I heard the general president, Doug McCarron, speak and some other invitational folks. And I really got inspired to think, you know, not only am I getting to listen to the predecessors that had come before me, but I'm also being challenged with this new election season that we are in. And at that point, it was in early 2020. So it was more of a preparation type conference. And I thought to myself, I've got to get involved because I have got to fight to protect what I have become so accustomed to living as far as my lifestyle. And, you know, there's some carpenters that aren't so fortunate. You know, we've got some brothers and sisters that are really close to us in like Montana and Idaho. And I really just did not want to wake up one day wondering, well, how did we get here? And what can I do today that will make a difference? And really, that was getting involved with political action portion of the committee of the Carpenters in Action and the political team there at 1503 and just continuing to show up.
So even though you obviously you're holding down a full-time job, you're a full-time dad, it sounds like a family of four, you are able to find time to give back to the organization, back to our union to help protect livable wages, the benefits, the access to training, the safer working conditions. You are able to give back to that. That's commendable. So Chopper, for someone who's listening right now and is thinking, yeah, you're right, I do value what you're talking about, but doesn't know what to do or where to start, what do you have for them?
In the immediate, it's carpenter to carpenter organizing. And it's just as simple as when I'm at work, you look to the carpenter to your left, you look to the carpenter to your right, you make eye contact and you ask them, hey, are you registered to vote? Or do you have a plan to vote? And that begins some dialogue. When I'm at work, I'm in a safe space. And I believe that they also feel that. I mean, you're working shoulder to shoulder with these men and women, and you fight for one another, and you protect one another, and you look out for each other's safety, and you collaborate to get things done on the job. Why not collaborate to get things done outside the job, to protect your job? You know, earlier this year, I was fortunate enough to be invited to take part in the Canada interviews. A bunch of other rank and file carpenters helped organize that PNCI. You know, we invited all of the candidate hopefuls that were seeking our endorsements for 2020, and we brought them into one space, and we heard them out. We worked really hard and closely with the council political staff to develop a series of questions that would challenge each candidate to not necessarily give us canned answers or things that we wanted to hear, but that would provoke some way for them to express what their true makeup is. Were they going to be champions for labor as future policymakers and for legislators? Are they going to have an open door policy for us into the future? You know, really, we want candidates with long vision goggles on so that, you know, there may come times when we don't quite agree on certain things, policy or whatever the case may be. But we want to always have a relationship with these candidates that we do endorse to where we have an open door policy.
That makes a tremendous amount of sense. And I really think you keyed in on it when you talked about working side by side with your fellow carpenters and bringing up these conversations that can sometimes be difficult, but need to be brought up regardless. And it's really not just up to the council staff to look out for our best interests. It really does come down to us taking control of our futures and investing the time beyond the job site to be involved to ensure that our way of life continues. And I think you really expressed that well.
I believe that the difference that we make is the legacy that we leave behind for those that have yet to join us. That there is an ocean of labor out there that has yet to join us. And what are we as carpenters doing today that is going to enhance already what is so great and good about being a union carpenter? But how are we going to set up our children and their children to, you know, continue that legacy moving forward?
I agree. And as carpenters or pile drivers, millwrights, we can take a lot of pride when we step back, to have that step back moment and you look at that building, you look at that bridge, you look at that machinery and you say, yeah, I built that. I put that together. That is going to be there building the wealth of our nation for generations to come. And you can also take a lot of pride now knowing that you help preserve the benefits and the strong middle-class way of life that we've all come to enjoy and that so many others before us worked so hard to achieve and are not just resting back on your laurels, basically appreciating everything, but not really contributing any more to the preservation of that way of life. So Chopper, when you're not, you know, on the job and or taking part in the political activities or participating with your local union, the 1503 or the regional council, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, as it is right now, Joe, I'm really excited to, you know, say that I'm a new homeowner and got a beautiful 1927 farmhouse on a gorgeous piece of property out in Clatskanie, Oregon. And I'm going to be looking forward to doing all kinds of projects around that new house. And, you know, really it's about enjoying my family and rearing my children and watching them grow up and be excited and all the things that come with having steady income and, you know, wages and security that we've been, you know, become so accustomed to.
That sounds fantastic. Chopper, before we go, what is something you could say to one of our listeners right now who is considering getting involved, but really aren't sure if they'd have the time or they could find the right fit? What words of wisdom do you have for someone that is interested in getting in the game?
I would say to any one of my brothers and sisters out there that are interested, and maybe you've listened to the podcast today and you've had an aha moment and you've thought, you know what, I'm going to dig in. I want to get engaged. But where do I start? I would recommend and I would suggest starting with attending your local monthly meeting. Also, there's the political committee or the Carpenters in Action meeting, which happens the first Tuesday of every single month. And that's really going to be a great place to start because you'll not only be amongst all your carpenter brothers and sisters, but like-minded folks that are on the same trajectory.
All right, Chopper, great words of advice. Thank you so much for taking your time to be on the spotlight, and good luck with that new home and your family.
Thanks, Brother Joe.
Our guest today was Chopper Smart from Local 1503 in Portland, Oregon. If you liked today's episode, please share it with a friend, family member, or coworker. Grit Northwest is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and other podcast platforms, as well as on the web at gritnw.buzzsprout.com. And if you haven't already done so, please post a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll help others find the show. Well, that wraps up this episode of The Spotlight. Till next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.